KNX News Time, 8:23.
Calculation over at City Hall seems to be that you are willing to pay more to park illegally here in Los Angeles than you are right now. David Zanizer is the LA Times reporter that broke the story about increasing parking fines in the mayor's new budget, joining us now live. David, if the mayor gets what he wants right now, it's a bunch of money.
Well, yeah, what he wants to do is he wants to hike about a dozen fines by $10. And what that would do is it would make L.A. by far the most expensive place to get caught, for example, with a violation for parking on street sweeping day, which would reach $78. It's currently $68. And one of the interesting things is the city's been doing this over and over. They've actually done increases 6 of the last 7 years, and the increases far outstrip inflation. So in some cases, penalties have gone up since the mayor took office by 70 to 90%.
The bottom line seems to be that this isn't necessarily so much about punishing you for parking illegally, but about closing gaps in the budget.
Well, that's what we heard from the mayor's people. They said, actually, that it was important to preserve vital city services, and one way was to allow the Department of Transportation, which actually issues the tickets, to reach its targets.
Are they getting, how much pushback are they getting?
Well, they're getting quite a bit from an organization called the Coalition for Economic Survival. That's a group that represents renters, and that organization basically says, look, in a lot of neighborhoods, there's so many apartment buildings and so few spaces that it's inevitable that people are going to get nailed.
So what's the solution? Is there a solution anyplace?
I don't, it depends on what solution you're trying to reach. If you want more money, I guess you're going to do the increase.
Well, I guess what I'm talking about, the solution to the parking problem in L.A., where you just don't simply have enough places for people to park, as you just pointed out with all the apartment buildings, for example.
Well, some of the feedback I've heard is, you know, don't rent in a building that doesn't provide you enough spaces for your cars. You know, I talked to some renters who said that's just not simply possible. I talked to one person who'd gotten dinged just a couple weeks ago, and she said her apartment has no parking, but she needs that apartment.
Yeah, well, people caught between a rock and a hard place and paying money to City Hall. David, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. David Zanizer there of the LA Times. KNX News Time 825.